Verse 30, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah. And here is Moses, the representative of the law, and Elijah, the representative of the prophets. And they're bearing witness to him, who appeared in glory, and they spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, what did they talk about? Moses talked about the death of Christ. Elijah talked about the death of Christ. And Paul says that the gospel that he preached was a gospel that both the law and the prophets bore a testimony to. It wasn't contrary to the Old Testament at all. He put it like this. He says that the righteousness of God apart from the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. And the law and the prophets reveal that the only way God could save was through the righteousness that you obtain by faith, and that that little sacrifice was brought. That was the very heart of the Mosaic system, was the sacrificial system. That little lamb that was offered on the altar speaks of Christ who died for our sins. And the prophet spoke of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, you see. Now, this is the transfiguration. And these men appeared there and spoke with him. Now, will you notice verse 32? But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. Good old Simon Peter, he has to speak up, and he should have kept his mouth closed at this particular time, but here he speaks up, and he thinks he's saying something. Master, it's good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias, not knowing what he said. Now, what he said was, he didn't know what he said. And a great many people are like that today. They speak pious words, but they don't know what they're saying. Now, this man suggests they build three tabernacles. And he puts Moses and Elijah on a par with Jesus, but he puts Jesus at the head of the list. And many anthologies of religion give the founders of religion. They put down Buddha, and they put down Muhammad, and they put down the other founders of religion, and then put down Moses, and then they put down Jesus. Now, Jesus is not the founder of any religion. That may seem strange to some of you. He didn't found a religion. He died on the cross for the sins of the world. He's a Savior. And today, why, you're not saved by religion, you're saved by Christ. I remember hearing old Dr. Carroll say many times, he says, when I came to Christ, I lost my religion. And a great many people need to lose their religion and find Christ. Now we find out when they came down from the mount that there were the disciples there in the presence of a man who had this little child, and I looked at that before, and I emphasized that when we were in the Gospel of Mark. Now, the Lord Jesus, they're on the way to Jerusalem, and again he speaks of his death. He says that he's going to be delivered into the hands of man. That's verse 44. Now, in verse 51, let me read this. It came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. So way up yonder in Caesarea Philippi, starting out, he begins now to move toward Jerusalem, and he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Now, not only did he send out these 12 men, and when they came back, they reported to him, and he took them aside for rest and prayer and instruction.